people talk about hush puppies?
Yep, I've never have seen that.
Is that right?
Oh.
They good.
They are.
Yeah.
Well, I never have eaten it. I saw it, but I never have eaten it. And there's another sloppy joe. You ever eat that? I never have.
There's nothing to that. That's just a
ground meat. Well, I just picked up a can the other day and was reading it, and it's got a lot of spices in it, and I'm bad for spices.
Have you ever heard of any kind of cornbread that was real soft, you know, and you could just spoon it out?
Well, you're talking about mush, I guess. My dad was awful bad for that. He could make that. What he'd do, he'd make that whenever he had to cook. Once in a while, my stepmother wasn't able to.
Mm-hmm.
He'd make that for us kids to eat for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
We'd eat a bowl of mush, and then if they left over, when it got cold the next morning, he cut that up in thin pieces, you know. I guess some of them would be as thick as fingers, and some of them wouldn't. Cut that up in slices, but get it fried. Boy, he liked that. Fried mush.
Have you ever heard of a corn dodger?
Yeah, that's what.
Now, what is that?
Well, they make that expression a lot of time when they just cook a pound of cornbread, you know. They call it corn dodger.
Yeah. Have you ever heard people talk about a hoe cake?
Yeah. That's kind of a molasses cake, I guess.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is it made out of cornbread?
Well, it could be.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen people cook these things where they make up some batter, you know, and they fry it in deep fat and they got a hole right in the middle of them?
That's donuts. Yeah, those ladies make a lot of them.
Is that right? Have you ever heard of anybody taking a lump of that donut batter is just cooking it that way without the holes?
Oh yeah, it'll do the same thing.
What would you call that?
Well, it's just the same thing. It's just the same, but it ain't got
just no
holes.
about how much flour would you say come in a sack about that size?
Well, that'd be, you mean a pound or so? Well, that'd be about 25 pounds. They got 25 pounds, 10 pounds, 5 pounds, 50 pounds. I ain't seen a 100 pound sack of flour in, well, I bet you 40, 50 years.
Yeah.
You used to see them.
Yeah. Well, what about if you were making some homemade bread? What could you put in it to make it rise?
You put yeast. Yeast.
Mm-hmm.
A lot, two or three different kinds of that. We used to. My stepmammy, they kept that, live yeast. They kept it all the time, you know. I had to keep it certain. And then they had a yeast that they would pour it out and thin, or roll it out and let it dry. That was another yeast.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays they've got this Fleshman's yeast,
yeah.
Star yeast. Oh, I got two or three different kinds.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you call the two parts of an egg?
One part's called a yolk.